His whole skin is just smooth as a baby's bottom, and I don't like it.
Give me demented Manila again, you know?
Rough him up for me.
Yeah.
Come all to the event of the millennia. Everybody, this is a significant event.
Yeah.
This occasion right here that we're having, that you're a part of. This is Podzilla's millennium retrospective.
Yeah, it feels very, very quick.
It feels like we just did a Heisei retrospective a couple weeks ago.
I think the big thing is we switched to weekly episodes.
Yeah.
So in the time it would have taken on our old schedule, it would have been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Three episodes worth. But now we've done six in that time.
Hey.
Six plus.
You're right.
Everybody, welcome to the show. If you're here for the first time, what are you doing? What an episode to come in on.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, but go check out some of our other episodes first. Because this is kind of one of our penultimate retrospectives that we've been waiting for a while.
Little, almost a bonus ep where we break away from our usual format of watching a movie, talking about our favorite bits and pieces, breaking it down a little. This episode, we're just going to talk about the Millennium era as a whole, the six movies included in it. We're going to go through the highs, the lows. We're going to hear from you guys, our listeners, and talk about your favorite parts from it. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, good stuff. My name is Micah Drake. This is my wonderful co-host, brother extraordinaire, Jaisha Drake.
Co-host and brother extraordinaire. Not co-host extraordinaire, but brother extraordinaire. No, I like it.
Co-host and brother extraordinaire.
The extraordinaire encompasses both.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Updating my LinkedIn title right now as we speak. Guys. It's been a wild ride. The last 6 or 7 weeks for us, we have been working through the Millennium era ever since we came back with season 3. And I mean, we talked about it a little bit in our Final Wars episode, but this is the last little self-contained era, self-contained series of Godzilla. We'll talk about the eras and series that come along after this at the end of this episode, but everything's going to be a little bit weirder from here on out, not as self-contained. This is kind of the end of the traditional Japanese Godzilla movie, Suitmation.
Yeah. We know that Toho takes a 10-year plus break after this, and this is kind of the point after where the Godzilla-verse fractures, where so many different iterations of Godzilla start splintering off.
Yeah.
We've talked about it in the last episode, but we have the Monsterverse. We have the Shin Japan Heroes, I guess, universe.
Yeah. It's his own
minus thing. One chibi universe, anime, other animation products. Things get wild and weird from here.
A lot of novels? A lot of graphic novels? Are we doing it?
A lot of prequel novels as well.
So it is going to get a bit wacky. Let's just talk about the era as a whole to start us off, shall we? So the Millennium era was also known as the New Century series, and it is a term used to identify all the Godzilla movies released from 1999 to 2004. And it's really interesting compared to the other series when we've had continuity between the Showa era and throughout the Heisei era. All the movies in the Millennium era have weird, wacky continuity. A lot of them don't connect to one another. I think the only two that do connect is Against Mechagodzilla and Tokyo SOS.
Yeah, both are Mechagodzilla flicks.
Yeah, so
which is a stark contrast to the Heisei era.
Yeah,
which we went over before this, where every single movie was connected in one timeline.
Reoccurring characters, monsters showing up affected by the effects of the last film. Yeah, this was very different. And the Millennium era is interesting because these are Millennium movies, but they were actually created during Japan's Heisei era. This is just called the Millennium era for Godzilla to differentiate the stuff in the new century and the stuff in the old century.
Right.
And there's a lot of
Japanese movies that were made during the Heisei era, not just Godzilla stuff. There was Gamera stuff. There was a whole lot of other tokusatsu stuff. But the Millennium era is Godzilla exclusive. These are the Millennium era just encompasses Godzilla.
He owns it.
Yeah, it's his own little title.
2000, yeah. the Millennium is for Godzilla and no one else.
It is. It's his Millennium. Okay. His new century. And we talked about it many a times, but this era came about because America came out with its own version of Godzilla, the TriStar Godzilla movie in 1998, and that caused a lot of fan disappointment and fan backlash, and Toho decided to jump back in and start making Godzilla movies again, and they went on to make 6 of them. So shall we talk about our favorite movies?
Yes.
From the Millennium era? I mean, please. There's only 6. Have you, you've come prepared, right?
We've I've got come our prepared. I ranked, have my notes.
Ranked lists that are probably very controversial.
I know yours is going to be. I'm looking at mine now. Mine's definitely going to be.
I think these are very controversial. I'm already hearing whispers that maybe I shouldn't have rated Final Wars a 5 out of 5. We'll see how it stacks up in my list. We'll see how it stacks up.
Are you saying it's on the same level as -1?
Different side to the spectrum, same level, you know? But I'll let you take it away first. Should we just go like last to first?
Last to first, okay.
Bottom to top of how you would rank the Godzilla Millennium era movies.
Yep, so 6 to 1, number 6 I've got GMK.
Oh my gosh.
All battle on all monsters who are attacking in an all-out brawl battle.
And you were saying your list wasn't as controversial as mine? Wow.
Yeah, I take that back. Wait, what is it called?
Godzilla Mothra
King Ghidorah.
All monsters all-out attack.
All monsters.
Giant monsters all-out attack.
Yeah, I thought that this could have been a lot better. I didn't enjoy the themes that it brought along to the table, and I didn't enjoy the way it incorporated those themes in. I feel like this is the most, it seems like the most cinematic and contemporary movie for the time. I feel like it just tried to be like a classic 2000s movie, and dare I say it even had the TriStar Godzilla feel to the movie.
Oh my gosh.
Itself.
With like its overuse of CGI at times and action heavy sequences.
I think even just action heavy sequences and the way the movie was structured, something with it just didn't jive with me. I put it as a 2 out of 5.
Oh my gosh.
Next up was Godzilla Tokyo SOS, the sequel Mechagodzilla. I thought it was all right. Listen, for all of these, listen back to our episodes for our full thoughts.
Yeah.
But I think that the first movie did what this did a little bit better, and this one essentially just added Mothra to the mix.
So you're telling me that the two bottom ranked movies in your Millennium era list are Mothra movies? You know what? I guess you're right. You weren't a fan of Mothra this era.
Yeah. Yeah. Next up though, Godzilla 2000 Millennium. This is baseline 2.5. I think this one's all right. I quite enjoyed it, but I think on the Godzilla side of things it was still a bit eh, but I love me some Orga.
Yeah.
I love me some Orga.
Still such a cool scene at the end of that movie when the Millennials?
Yes.
Millennials, we decided to call them. The Millennials.
Yeah.
When they like try to take some sort of create some sort of form for themselves, and they take some of Godzilla's DNA and create Orga.
Yeah.
It's a cool finale.
He's a little mutant of them. It's a nice finale. After that, Godzilla versus Megaguirus, I gave that a 3.0. I could start inching that towards 3.5, but I thought that was getting into the crux of things. Human story was a bit iffy, but I love Godzilla and I love Myra Goji here. Him and his yellow back scoots.
The
and
fire breath?
Yellow fire breath.
Yeah.
And I quite like the antagonist of Megaguirus. After that, Godzilla against Mechagodzilla with 4 out of 5.
Love
and
it.
This is when it starts to get real good. Lovely introduction to Mechagodzilla here. And that first fight against the two is just good stuff.
Kiryu. Is that how you say it?
That's how you officially say it. Kiryu.
Kiyu.
Kiyu. Let's just say Kiyu. Let's bypass all of the...
It's like millennial. It's now Kiyu, according to Podzilla, because that's what it says in the English dub.
Yeah. We'll bypass all the controversy.
Gigan, when we get to talking to him later. That's how we do it. We don't say these are the official names. We just make the official, not official Godzilla translations.
But the official Podzilla dub of these names.
These are the official Podzilla dubbed names for these monsters.
And next up, Gamera.
Jamira, yeah, when you go so left field.
It's good stuff. Number one for me, I think, no surprise after last episode, Final Wars.
Crazy, Micah.
Which is my highest rated one out of the Millennium series, was a 4 out of 5. Smash hit for both of us watching it. I think it's not the greatest movie, but I think it's one that you have a lot of fun watching.
Your list is so surprising to me. I didn't realize that a lot of these movies you didn't rate highly at all.
No, I've become quite a stingy rater.
Like, we'll get into my list later on, but all mine are like 3 stars plus.
Yeah.
And you're in the like 2s and the 2.5s and the...
I like leaving a wide range within the Godzilla series.
What did you think? Why did you feel that way about Millennium Era?
I don't know. I think that because all of them were so disconnected from one another, it led to them all having their own distinct feel. Distinct feelings and like atmospheres and vibes around them and how each of them felt. Like you can see that Final Wars felt very, very, very different from 2000 Millennium.
Yeah.
I think the Mechagodzilla, the Kiyu movies had their own feel to it. I think it had a wider range of potential for all the movies, but with so many different themes and so many different characters and things that the directors were trying to envision as their own Godzilla, it was kind of like, it's kind of like a shotgun blast of an era.
Like, it's a bit murky all over the place.
Every movie hits a different area of what you're looking for out of a Godzilla
movie. Yeah.
Which I think is real fun in a sense. Every movie here is going to be a favorite for a different person, which I really love.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll throw it back to you.
Yeah.
Bro, give me your rundown.
Okay, let's go through my list. In sixth place, at 3 stars, is Godzilla Tokyo SOS. This was still a fun movie. It was just a low point for me. I did love seeing Mothra. I did love how it was connected to the Showa Mothra movie. I thought that was fun. But everything else in it was just, even though the Millennium Era is so different, all the movies are so different, Tokyo SOS is the one that felt so similar to all the others. With its characters and with the human stuff, it was just like copy and paste from all the movies before it. But there was cool stuff with Kiyu, and there was cool stuff with Mothra. It was still a good movie. It just wasn't the greatest of the era.
I find it so funny that the thing we love about it most is Mothra, which is like the thing that's kind of apart from the Mechagodzilla aspect of it. Yeah. It's the thing they added on to make it a separate movie.
Yeah. I do like the ending. I do love the sayonara from the old Godzilla bones in the Kiryu mech. It's fun.
It's fun.
In fifth place, I've got GMK, Giant Monsters All Out Attack.
Mm.
Still, I really enjoyed this one. I loved the new themes and new ideas they were bringing to the table with it. But yeah, it did feel messy for me. I can't get over the trio of Baragon, Mothra, and King Ghidorah. They just still don't feel like they work well together as the three like Earth's guardian protectors.
Mm.
And what makes it even weirder is I was looking through the soundtrack of the movie. I've been listening to a lot of these songs. We cover a movie on Podzilla. I add a couple of the songs to a playlist. I've been rocking out to the Final Wars soundtrack earlier today. It's been really good. But I was looking through the songs and there's like specific songs in the GMK soundtrack for each of these monsters.
Right.
Baragon, I think he's Earth's protector. Makes sense. And then it gets weird because Mothra is labeled as like the protector of the sea.
I guess that can make sense with Mothra larva.
Mothra larva coming out of the sea initially. And then King Ghidorah is protector of the air or the sky. But it's still just so weird. Why is Mothra not the protector of the sky?
Yeah, I feel like there are so...
They didn't think through, like, any of these monsters. And sure, I know they were under, like, studio demands to put them in the movie to make the audiences show up to see Mothra and King Ghidorah, their favorite monsters. But, yeah, it just feels weird to me.
It definitely feels like they came up with an idea and then tried to, like, cram jigsaw pieces that didn't quite fit the puzzle to come out with a different product.
Yeah. But, again, I love the tone. I love the weird spiritual side to it. I love the whiteness of Godzilla's eyes, him killing that like patient in the hospital, still all time
moment.
That's
such a good scene.
Just his complete indifference to humanity.
That's probably my favorite thing to come out of this movie is all the memes about that one scene. Like back when...
Wait, your favorite thing about GMK is the memes.
And Mothra. Looks beautiful in that movie. But when the Puss in Boots movie came out, there was one specific meme that was... You know, that was Puss being like, hey, want to see something cool? And it's just Godzilla's tail whacking into the camera.
Oh, yeah, I saw that meme as well.
It was so good.
Godzilla 2000 Millenniums next up on my list. Mm-hmm. This one, the pacing's a bit weird in it, but that final confrontation, Godzilla versus Orga, is really cool. Again, Godzilla's indifference at the end of the movie when he just completely kills that one of the protagonists or the antagonist, the human antagonist in the movie, is on the building looking up at Godzilla and he just gets destroyed.
Katagiri.
Is it Katagiri?
Katagiri.
Hey. Yeah, that was a great moment. Number three is Godzilla versus Megaguirus. And this might just be a bit of nostalgia for me, but I do think it's quite a cool self-contained story, how they show us. How they show us flashbacks, like recreated flashbacks to the original 54 Godzilla. I thought that was pretty cool, and how they have an introduction of this new, really cool monster, Megaguirus. And then after that, it's still just humanity going up against Godzilla for the finale. I just love the separate acts of that movie. I think that's everything I love in a Godzilla movie, and they just did it really well.
You know, even though it's not top of my list, that's probably the movie which I would recommend most out of the Millennium era. Because, yeah, it is a self-contained story, and I feel like it fits well with, like, it's a classic Godzilla movie. It has a villain in it. They still have to try and take him down.
Yeah.
Structurally, it just feels like a Godzilla movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was really well done. Number two is Godzilla against Mechagodzilla. Kuryu, or however you say it, he's really cool. I love it. I love how they harken back to the OG Godzilla, how they like enhance that story almost with the inclusion of that Godzilla's bones. Akane, the protagonist, she is amazing.
She's good.
One of my favorite Godzilla characters of the whole series, I think. And I just wish that we got like a story and a movie of this caliber in Tokyo SOS instead of just a sloppy rehash.
It would have bumped it up so much. I know. They just brought her back.
I know. But yeah, in first place, for me as well as you, our favorite movie of the Millennium era, Godzilla Final Wars.
It's Captain Gordon, isn't it?
It's just Captain Gordon, you know? As soon as he came on screen, we just knew in our hearts.
Yeah.
I do love it. I do think it's a genuinely good movie.
I think for us as well, we've been on this journey, so we have been able to see like every single link that movie connects to. So getting up to this movie for us is just like, it makes so much sense seeing everything cleanly fit together. You know what's funny? You said you were surprised with my ratings. Only one movie was swapped around. Only two movies were swapped around.
Really?
GMK and Tokyo SOS were swapped around for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe, you know, often I think about the fact, should we be doing this podcast since we're brothers? We have such a similar taste. I feel like you're not going to get many contrasting opinions.
Yeah, I think we have come to a head a few times.
War in space mainly.
War in space mainly. But we have also, like, it's been really fun, this podcast. You usually come around to my place. We have some snacks. We have a few drinks. We watch the movie together. Then we record an episode on it. I think without ever busy schedules, we're going to stop watching a lot of the movies going forward together, so it'll be interesting to see if that has an effect on it, maybe.
You're saying that just sitting next to you,
well, we eating, riff on movies a little bit, you know,
eating flaming hot Cheetos out of the same bowl as you. I absorb your ratings and you absorb mine.
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
We'll see.
But yeah, it has been interesting. That's a very interesting take on it. Because to be honest, we like vastly different films at times. So maybe it's not.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Take one look at your Letterboxd and the movies that you really jive with are insanely different from the things I would watch.
Yeah. So it's really interesting that in this era, more than the others, we've kind of matched up our tastes.
Yeah, synced up.
But yeah, I really like the Millennium era overall. I think all of these movies are good movies. And the thing I like about it is that they do each feel like their own thing, except for Godzilla Tokyo SOS. But yeah, they're each doing their own thing, and the fact that they're in different continuities just makes it so much more interesting. They don't have any baggage of the ones before it. Mm. It's a new director quite a few of the times, and they bring their own interesting take to the table. And again, Yumiko Shaku, who was Akane in Against Mechagodzilla and Tokyo SOS, she was just like the highlight for me. And one of my big criticisms would be that the human storylines in Megaguirus, Against Mechagodzilla, and Tokyo SOS all just feel like rehashed versions of one another. And it would have been, I know I just said like I love the separate continuities, but maybe it would have been better if we had the same continuity with some of them and maybe put someone like Akane in the lead and seen her story grow across them instead of just starting at point zero and having to build up these characters again every time.
It's mind-blowing that one of the things about this era is that most of them are done by different people. Each movie has its own specific like tastes and its own ideas and what it's trying to portray. Yet half of them feel like they have the same storyline and the same building blocks.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe I just want Miki from the Heisei era all over again.
Every single movie having a psychic element to it.
Or just one character through line that you don't feel like you're starting, from ground zero, from minus one every time, you know? But yeah, overall, I loved it. I loved seeing, they're still doing Suitmation in these movies. Real cool.
Yeah.
Even though there's some shoddy CGI, like, it's primarily Suitmation in the up to 2004, which I don't think many other movies were doing at the time.
No, absolutely not.
Real cool. Anyway, should we get into the monsters? Do you want to kick us off once again?
Monsters, Jay.
Let's do top 10?
Let's do top 10.
Okay.
There were so many. In number 10 for me, I've got, and I had to differentiate them, I had to separate them, but Monster X.
Oh.
I think he was fun, but thinking back to him, other than his look, I can't remember him like doing too much.
Well, I think I made a mistake in our Final Wars episode, and I said that there was a cool scene when Kaiser Ghidorah held up Godzilla, and Godzilla was like held up in the air, feet off the ground. But thinking back at it, it was Monster X who kind of grabbed him and pushed him up above him.
I guess he did that, like, which was fun.
There was some cool physicality in his movements.
If you look back online, there are some cool stills of him.
Yeah.
9 for me, I've got Ibira. He was in it for a very small amount, but he only needed that small amount of time to dig and claw his way into my heart.
Claw his claw into your eye, just like Ghidorah.
That's what he did. That's what he did to me. 8, Kaiser Ghidorah. I think it's a fun reveal having yet again the final enemy of Godzilla be King Ghidorah here.
That's Ghidorah.
But I love this take on him where he's an actual, he's a dragon here. He's an actual dragon for the first time instead of a wyvern. And I think even just doing that, making his whole palette a bit darker and just having that last fight be kind of brutal, just it's a nice little cherry on top of this whole saga of movies.
Yeah. I know that people are like, annoyed sometimes when the movie feels like it wraps up and then all of a sudden this returning monster's back in for the actual final battle. But I think it worked well in Final Wars. Like, it wouldn't be the same without that final battle against Kaiser Ghidorah.
Yeah, seeing Monster X as the final person, I don't know if it would have worked quite as well as it did.
Nah.
I'm just looking now, I didn't put Manila on here.
He's not on my list either.
Wait, what?
It's that synthesized voice and that Teletubby costume. Looks like he's straight from a football game as their mascot, you know?
His whole skin is just smooth as a baby's bottom, and I don't like it.
Give me demented Manila again, you know?
Rough him up for me.
Yeah.
After that, though, I've got Mika Garris, fantastic villain for the movie that she's in, and having her be like the final stage of these Meganula and Meganulon that have been teased way back in Rodan. It's a nice way of building on that lore of Godzilla.
Mm.
And it's a, I think it's one of the best, if not the best, fight in the Millennium era.
Whoa.
Good stuff from Mika Garris. Mothra's next, solely because of how she looks in GMK. I think she is absolutely wonderful.
You like her GMK look?
Wait, what? Which one did I say she looked amazing
I think
in?
You're meaning Tokyo SOS. GMK was when she had the purple eyes, and there was a lot of CG, but there was still definitely a puppet.
No matter where Mothra is, she just looks amazing.
She always looks good, yeah.
Regardless of the movie. After her, I've got Orga. I need more Orga love in my life. I freaking love Orga. If we ever played that GameCube game once again, I would play as Orga almost exclusively.
We need to get our hands on those video games.
I'm going to get a statue of Orga. I'm going to get a little figurine of Orga.
Not just a figurine, a statue. You're
a full-size statue.
You're going to commission a statue of Orga.
When I say full-size, I don't mean my-sized. I mean full-sized. After that, I've got Kiryu.
Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla here. Best origin for a Mechagodzilla across the whole Godzilla franchise.
Who is your definitive favorite Mechagodzilla so far? Is it this guy? Or is it Cyber Godzilla from TriStar's Godzilla the series?
Forget that guy exists. No, at the moment it's this one.
Nice.
Probably because if you think back on the Against Mechagodzilla poster.
Yeah.
The thing, I think I've Mandela'd affected myself. But I've always seen that poster as Mechagodzilla having a fist up in the air about to punch down on Godzilla.
Is this the weird poster? When it's computer-generated imagery of Mechagodzilla jumping up above Godzilla, and it's both of them against a white backdrop?
Yeah.
It's a weird-looking poster compared to all the others of the era, because we still did get some cool art for the posters. And Godzilla against Mechagodzilla is just a very weird one.
It's always looked my favorite because he seems like he's going to be punching him. But it kind of looks less cool when you actually see his hand on the side there and you see it's just his cannon.
Yeah, you do think that poster does make it look like his cannon's his other hand. He's got a gun for a hand.
I like it regardless, though. Yeah, I think he's just cool looking in his own right. And I love me some Mechagodzilla. I've got a bunch of Mechagodzilla figurines on my little
bookshelf
here. And every time I see Kiyu Mechagodzilla, Millennium Mechagodzilla, he's brings a flutter to my heart. They did some good job designing this guy.
Yeah.
They did some good job.
They did some good job. He does look cool when he's got an eye, broken eye.
Shot out, yeah.
Yeah, in Tokyo SOS. It's a cool look.
Looks like gunmetal. Number three for me is Gigan.
Whoa.
I love his inclusion in Final Wars and the fact that he gets an upgrade halfway through the movie into those chainsaw hands. It's fantastic. And even though he gets destroyed in mere seconds by Godzilla and Mothra, I like to think it's not because he's weak. It's just because Godzilla and Mothra are so freaking strong in this continuity.
They are. Yeah, they're the strongest monsters on the planet.
You can't deny that.
Are you telling me that you're finally, Gigan's finally reached your previous estimations of him? Because before we started this whole Godzilla journey, Gigan used to be your favorite just from the look of him.
I'd never seen a movie with Gigan in.
And then you were always a little bit let down by his Showa era inclusions. Maybe you liked him a bit in Zone Fighter and Godzilla Island when he had some of his ninja techniques. But is this your definitive version of Gigan, your favorite version of the dude?
I don't know, because I still love the Showa look to him.
Mm.
But there is something about this guy. He looks wicked.
Yeah.
And I mean, even the way he uses his scythe hands to just wrap Godzilla up in those chains, I think he's awesome. Gigan's awesome. He's climbed back up onto that pedestal I once had him on. Second for me, Baragon?
Baragon.
Baragon?
Baragon.
In GMK, hearkening back to that, is it Baragon versus Frankenstein?
Yeah, or Frankenstein Conquers the World.
Frankenstein Conquers the World?
Yeah.
It is so weird to me that that movie spurned a little Baragon inclusion in Destroy All Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And then that spurned a little inclusion in this, which ended up being a big inclusion and my favorite part of the movie. Probably thanks in a large part to Ryota and what she did to the mascot and the character there. But it was nice to see a monster who had been in the background for such a long time that we both loved. You loved Baragon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that we both loved. Finally get thrust into the spotlight a bit more and actually have a decent chance, I would even say more so than the other two kaiju in this movie, to show his own moves and what he does and stand kind of toe-to-toe with Godzilla for a good bit there.
Yeah.
And number one, it has to be Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Mayor Goji specifically.
That's your favorite costume for him.
Yep. I absolutely love Mayor Goji. I didn't think I would love him as much as I did, but all the different iterations and what they've tried to do with experimenting on Godzilla through the series has been fun. Even though I didn't like GMK, I still appreciate the different take on Godzilla there, how they really, really just turned him into this force of evil. I love his Mayor Goji outfits.
What about his look in the Kiryu saga?
I can't actually remember.
He had a very like definitive grayish look to him. You said you really liked it in the episodes when he's like bubbling up the atomic breath in his mouth and he holds it there for a bit. You've just forgotten him.
I just need to look back on this picture.
He's but a shadow to Mayor Goji.
Oh yeah, he's all right. He's no Mayor Goji. And even his look in Final Wars is just real cool.
Yeah.
All of the Godzilla looks here are real cool in this Millennium Saga.
It is really cool how many different like iterations we get, how many different takes we get of the character. Yeah.
As opposed to Heisei, where it's like one costume most of the way through.
Same Godzilla. Yeah. Nice. Nice little list there.
Thank you very much. I'm curious to hear yours. Where is Meganulon?
We've got a lot of the same. Meganulon unfortunately didn't make it. Again, Manila unfortunately didn't make it. But number 10 on my list is Kumanga.
Oh, for the short period she's in it.
Yeah, and again, we talked about Kumanga's inclusion in Final Wars last episode, but I just love that fight. I love Godzilla swinging Kumanga around. We made it the thumbnail for the Final Wars episode. It's iconic. It's a fun fight. I've always loved Kumanga. I'm just stoked with how much, like, Son of Godzilla inclusion we got in Final Wars, right?
Yeah, even with the Kamakuras.
Yeah, it's great.
I think I finally figured it out. Kumanga is your Ibira.
I think so.
Yeah.
Number 9, Anguirus.
Oh.
Again, just for like the updated look they gave him in Final Wars, I think it was really, really fun how he's like a spiky little ball for 50% of the movie, just getting thrown around, bouncing off different monsters.
Rolling around at the speed of sound.
Yeah. I'm just stoked to see more Anguirus. I don't think we saw him at all during Heisei, right? It was his last inclusion was really Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla in the Showa era, where his jaw was broken.
And Godzilla Island.
Yeah, and some of the shows.
Which doesn't really count, but yeah.
It was cool to see him back on screen. I think he was done very well in Final Wars. Number 8 is Ibira.
Oh, really?
Again, I love how Ibira gets some time to shine and gets like a fight scene just to themselves in Final Wars is a really fun one.
Jaysha, it brings a tear to my eye knowing that you appreciate Ibira here.
Yeah, I really love Ibira's inclusion and how much they were featured in Final Wars. I think the updated look was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought they were great. They still kept the like one big claw, one little needly one.
Classic, you got it.
Classic. Number 7 for me was Mothra. I loved the inclusion of all the Mothra lore in Godzilla Tokyo SOS. I didn't realize we would be seeing her 3 times during this era. GMK, Tokyo SOS, and then Final Wars. But I'm stoked that we did. Number 6 is Auger. I loved Auger. Such a, I don't know, just a really creative take on a Godzilla villain. To make it like a little clone of himself, make him look as gnarly as he does, give him all the random little vines and big old claws.
Yeah.
It's an interesting monster for them to put in the first Millennium era movie.
Real unique for the movie that brings Godzilla back to Toho.
Yeah, but I like him.
Number five for me was Gigan.
Gigan.
Again, he just looks great. I love the upgraded look to Gigan. I love it when he pulls out those little wires.
I want to know what they're called. I call them scythes.
Scythes?
Fishing rods.
Scythes are like the spiky scythes on them, right?
Scythes are the ones that go like straight and then curve around.
Yeah, but how about when he like throws those wires around Godzilla?
Hmm.
That was cool. Love how he just gets decapitated twice. What a legend.
he gets done dirty in every single movie he's in.
Yeah. But to be honest, I think our top fours are the same. Number three for me is Kuryu. Number two for me is Baragon. And number one for me is Godzilla.
Hmm.
These three guys were great. Loved Baragon. Finally getting what he's owed.
Finally.
After just being a little footnote in Destroy All Monsters, after not really having any speaking roles in Godzilland, he's finally here and ready to play.
Yeah.
And yeah, I loved Godzilla. I loved all the different takes we got on him. I loved how all the directors had the chance to play with him, tell their own stories with the character. All of his looks were great. I think my favorite might be Final Goji from Final Wars, but I really liked his Maya Goji look as well. Yeah, they did some really interesting stuff with the idea of Godzilla, the character of Godzilla throughout this era. I'm interested to see what all our listeners thought. We'll get into that a bit later on. But before then, should we talk about some of our memorable moments throughout the era? I've only got a couple.
I've only got a few as well.
Do you want to kick us off with this one too?
Yeah.
Or should we go back and forth?
I've got three.
Okay, I've got five. I said a couple. I've got five.
You go first. I feel like there might be some crossover.
Okay. Oh man, I've already said this one really, but I just loved how indifferent Godzilla is to humans throughout this era. Not really a specific moment, but a few different ones when Godzilla's just this monster, just this evil monster. He's never really the good guy in any of these movies. Sometimes he is when humanity's scared of the bigger threat that they want Godzilla to deal with, but he's always a huge, like, looming threat throughout each of these.
Yeah.
And just those scenes where we do see humans directly interacting with Godzilla again. There was the final kill in Godzilla 2000. There was the hospital death in GMK. There was even just like Godzilla about to kill the crew of the Gotengo at the end of Final Wars and Mandela having to stand in and stop him. I thought all those scenes were really fun.
Yeah, I think on that note, shout out to Final Wars. Even after defeating Ghidorah in that, Godzilla still goes to rampage against the humans once more. I think that whole idea is done really, really well in this whole series.
Yeah. Number four for me was Mothra just wrecking all the teens that are going to kill the dog in GMK. Teens are going to drown that dog.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Larvae just kills them all. Iconic scene for the Queen of the Monsters. And then another dog-related one, Akira Takarada. In Final Wars.
I think he's my second favorite apart from... Shoot, he might even be my favorite character in Final Wars. He's genuinely insanely funny and good in that role.
Yeah, he's such a good actor. But yeah, just the scene when he's... Him as an Exilian is trying to react to the dog who he thinks is his, but it turns out not to be his and it was a trick all along. Such a funny sequence. Yeah, Akira Takarada just kills it. Do you want to go through a couple of yours and I can finish mine off?
Yeah, yeah. So I've only got three here, but they are specific moments. I have Kiyu turning against Godzilla in that first fight in against Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
Realizing that the old 54 Godzilla is possessing this suit and has almost once again become a different character than we thought he was. It's a real nice little twist, a little reveal in that movie. And I think it elevates Mechagodzilla so much, having that little link between them and knowing for the whole rest of not only that movie, but the next one as well, that Mechagodzilla isn't quite what he seems. It just leads to some really fun places. But that first fight, Godzilla v. Godzilla.
Yeah, it's actually grown on me how fast it happens, like how fast Mechagodzilla turns evil or turns back to his old ways. I know we talked about it a lot in those two episodes about the Kuryu saga, but I love that just out the gate,
humans just lose control of this mech they created and it like reverts to its old ways and we get the flashbacks of the old Godzilla.
Yeah, all that taxpayer money.
Yeah, it's great.
And they still continue to go through with it. After that, I have Godzilla! Katagiri!
Yeah, Katagiri.
Iconic from Millennium 2000.
Yeah.
Godzilla! Katagiri!
It's just a fun final scene. I went on YouTube and there's a few people in the comments like really delving into the meaning of that scene, being like, oh, Katagiri's lost all hope. He's seen that Godzilla is saving the human race against this other kaiju and he can't live with himself for knowing what he's done to Godzilla. But the fact that you can read into that scene so many ways or literally just see it as people screaming out names in a funny way.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's iconic regardless.
And last one for me, probably my favorite moment of the Millennium series is in Millennium 2000.
Godzilla 2000 Millennium of the Millennium era?
Of the Millennium era with the Millennium.
Yeah.
Millennials. In that final fight against Godzilla and Orga, when Orga starts to eat and swallow Godzilla and bring him up into his mouth.
So cool.
That visual is just insane to me.
And Scoot's like breaking out of Orga's back. My gosh.
Doing something fun that has never, I don't think it's ever happened to Godzilla before. Godzilla's never been eaten, has he?
No,
it's just wild seeing that scene for the first time and not knowing much about Orga beforehand and seeing that scene. It almost like increased my love for this character twofold and how epic they made him.
Yeah, what a fight. That whole Orga and Godzilla fight is all-timer. It's an all-timer. My last two, Godzilla versus Baragon. That was probably my standout fight from the whole era. And I've got another one, but Baragon's just, it's so cool to see him again. He gets a lot of moments to shine. I love the human commentary, the guys in the helicopter just like doing sports commentary like it was a WWE match or something.
And the girl talking about like how she wants a photo with him in the background, how he's real cute.
Yeah, it's such an entertaining sequence. And then again, just the indifference when Baragon gets chucked into the helicopter and those guys we heard doing commentary just get completely killed, blown to pieces. And then, my other memorable moment was the Godzilla versus Megaguirus fight. And specifically, the scene in it when Megaguirus stabs Godzilla's face with her stinger. You think Godzilla's done for. Everything goes quiet. Yep, and then Godzilla bites off the stinger.
I love how they did that shot because you see it from behind and it looks like Megaguirus has stung Godzilla. And it really, like, it draws it out like over 10, 15 seconds, it feels like. It creeps and pans around until you see that it never actually hit him.
Yeah.
Like, impressive filmmaking there.
Yeah. Yeah, so that whole fight was cool, actually. Godzilla's body slam.
Whew. Godzilla's body slam. Megaguirus' smile.
Before, actually, we get to what our listeners thought of the Millennium era, Micah, I've got a fun little thing we could do.
Oh?
Not so much a game.
Oh.
But I thought we could just talk about the messed up continuity in the era. And I wanted to see how much you knew about the continuity of these movies.
What continuity?
We're going to go movie by movie, and you're going to tell me what Godzilla movies connect to it in the continuity.
No. Okay. Okay, hold up. Yep, I'm ready.
I'm going to tell you a movie. You're going to tell me what movies are actually canon to it. And then you're going to tell me if the Godzilla featured in this movie is the original Godzilla or a subsequent Godzilla.
Is this a multi-choice event?
No, it's not. This isn't a game of sorts. You're not going to win or lose. This is just a fun little exercise.
This isn't your mama's trivia.
No, we're just going to laugh our way through it. There's no stakes.
Okay.
Godzilla 2000 Millennium. What do you think is canon to this? What movies do you have to watch before seeing it?
Jaisha, you don't have to see any movies before this one because it shows us some of the events of the 54 movie.
And what do you think about Godzilla? Is he the original Godzilla or a subsequent one?
He is a subsequent one because I remember they talk about using the oxygen destroyer and then having to like reuse a similar thing. Am I right?
You're partly right.
Partly right?
The Godzilla 2000 Millennium is officially a direct sequel to the original Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
So the OG Godzilla is canon. Some of the exact events might be a little murky, but you should watch the OG Godzilla before Godzilla 2000.
But you don't need to because it does recap some of it.
It does recap a little bit of it. And you were right. The Godzilla featured in Godzilla 2000 is the second Godzilla in that continuity.
Okay, I like it.
Second movie in the Millennium era, Godzilla versus Megaguirus. What do you think about this one?
My mind has gone blank. I think in all of these movies, my mind's like, oh yeah, the oxygen destroyer happened. Oh shoot. I can tell you that this is a different Godzilla. Oh my gosh. I've watched this movie twice. I watched so little Godzilla movies twice and I still cannot remember. Did they kill Godzilla at the start of it in the flashback? Original 54 is canon. This is a different Godzilla.
You are partly right. The original 54 Godzilla is canon. This is a direct sequel to it.
Okay.
However, some of the events are slightly changed. The oxygen destroyer didn't kill Godzilla. And the Godzilla in Godzilla vs. Megaguirus is the original Godzilla from the 1954 movie.
But did they kill it in the flashback?
I don't know if they did kill it. I think it's just Godzilla appeared back then. Those events happened. He wasn't killed. Then he appeared a couple years later.
But
then
it's the same Godzilla. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you should still watch the original Godzilla if you're going to check out Megaguirus. But you don't have to. There's a bit of a recap. Okay. It's going to be a fun one. GMK. Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, Giant Monsters, All Out Attack. What should you watch before going in, Micah?
54.
Well,
because the whole thing with this movie is that they didn't appreciate the fallen soldiers and some war themes that are too specific for me to recap right now. But it is a direct sequel to the OG one and nothing else.
Okay. And is this the OG Godzilla?
This might be the OG Godzilla's body. I don't even know if he has like a physical corporeal form here. Is the body just made up of the spirits? I'm going to say it's just made up of the spirits.
You're kind of right on this one. You haven't got an exact match yet. Micah, this GMK is a direct sequel to the original Godzilla. You know what it's also connected to?
The
1998 Godzilla movie. Because people reference the events.
Oh, you're right. The TriStar.
At the start. So if you're watching GMK, if you want the whole story, you should watch Godzilla 1954 and Godzilla 1998.
TriStar. You know what's so funny is that apparently Toho decided to make Godzilla movies again because they didn't like what TriStar did. Yeah. And yet they reference it in not one, but two of their movies.
Yeah. I just want to, let's just refer to GMK as the Godzilla 1998 sequel from now on.
And you wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah, you wouldn't be wrong. And Micah, the Godzilla featured in GMK is technically the second Godzilla in that continuity.
But he is a fully spiritual,
I don't know,
incorporeal form.
Well, he's physical, right? He gets like a drill submarine out his gut.
Are you saying that a normal Godzillasaurus got possessed?
I don't know if Godzillasauruses are a thing in Millennium, dude.
No, they aren't because it's not a sequel to King Ghidorah.
No, they're not. I'm going to give you these two together, Godzilla against Mechagodzilla and Godzilla Tokyo SOS, because they are the same continuity. I'll give you that for free.
It is a different Godzilla, obviously, because the 54 Godzilla is Kiryu in this.
Correct.
I know that there are a few other monsters because Adam and Alex, who we watched it with, were very confused. I know we saw Gaira.
Okay, first off, is the original Godzilla movie? Is this a sequel to it?
Yes, correct. Dude, absolutely. It's absolutely a sequel, different Godzilla. This had references to War of the Gargantuans?
Correct.
I want to say the original Mothra movie.
Correct.
Oh, of course I had, yeah, Mothra movie. Apart from that, you could just name some monsters and they'd probably be a part of this. I feel like there was a really out there one. Was Space Amoeba at all connected to this?
Space Amoeba is officially canon to these Kuryu Saga movies.
Good, good. How many am I missing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, no. 6. I'll give them to you. Rodan, Varan, Atragon, Degora, Frankenstein versus Baragon, or Frankenstein Conquers the World, and King Kong Escapes.
A lot of those Showa ones.
Yeah, a lot of the Showa ones that are... Some of them are referenced in the movies. A lot of them are referenced in supplemental materials released by Toho.
Yeah.
But officially, there's a lot of movies you need to watch if you want the whole story for the Kuryu Saga, you
know?
Yeah. Okay, last off, this should be an easy one. Godzilla Final Wars, Micah. Officially, what movies should you watch if you want to get the whole story?
Every single one and none of them simultaneously.
Hey, you are actually not wrong.
This is a singularity event.
And is this the original Godzilla? The only Godzilla, or is this a subsequent one?
This is the only Godzilla in this movie.
Micah, you are correct. Yes. You got this one exactly right. So despite Final Wars like giving numerous nods to previous films and having heaps of stock footage and reoccurring monsters in it, it is officially entirely standalone. She has no continuity with other films officially. Not even the 1954 movie. Like, this is its own thing. But in the film's tie-in reference book, Godzilla Final Wars Super Complete Works, it is written that events roughly corresponding to all the previous Godzilla films still occurred in this continuity.
That's such a great way of hand-waving it all away.
So you don't need to watch any of the other movies, but some stuff kind of like all of those movies happened.
Can I say that 1998 TriStar Godzilla is canon to this?
I mean, maybe.
Because it wouldn't be the same Zilla.
It's legally distinct. Legally
distinct is separate.
But you are right. Yeah, this is the only Godzilla in this continuity. There was none before him, none after him, except Manila, I guess.
I guess.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I feel like I just ran through a gauntlet.
What a wacky sweating right now. Few movies, eh?
The amount of ties to Showa is so surprising.
It's only like the original movie, none of the movies, or all of them, you know?
Yeah. It's so funny that, yeah, Millennium has so many ties to Showa, and even now in the Reiwa, there have been little to no ties to the Heisei era.
Yeah.
Like, so just so different in the different inspirations they've pulled from.
Just a little smile from Megaguirus. Anyway, let's get into what our fans thought, what the listeners thought.
Yes.
Of the Millennium era as a whole.
We sent you all a form.
Yeah.
That you could boop type out on and send us your own opinions on some of these questions that we've asked each other on your favorite monsters, favorite movies, favorite cast members, and a few other ones sprinkled in there.
Yeah. So I've got the ranking of the 6 movies according to all of you guys. Should we go through that bottom to top?
Yep. How many people sent in first off?
It was like 30 something.
Okay.
So there wasn't heaps, but I think that was a good little like chunk.
That's enough of a pool to get a good average that is representative of every single Godzilla fan ever.
It's close to the Family Feud, like 100 that they get, right?
Yeah.
Just about. But bottom to top, Godzilla versus Megaguirus
was ranked lowest.
Ranked the lowest, according to our listeners. Then Godzilla Tokyo SOS. Then Godzilla 2000 Millennium. Then Godzilla against Mechagodzilla. Then Godzilla Final Wars, and in first place, the best Godzilla movie, according to Podzilla listeners, is GMK.
I'm disappointed in every single one of you.
It's strange that we're quite against, seems like we're quite against the grain, against the cut of the jib.
Oh, we haven't said that word in a while. No, that's fair. Love that you guys love it.
Yeah. Again, the soundtrack's amazing. I'm going to buy that vinyl, and I will check out GMK again sometime soon. Yeah.
Just for Baragon.
Just for Baragon alone. The best director from the era was Shusuke Kaneko, who directed GMK.
He won by a landslide against all the other directors. You guys seem to like what he did with the movie, his own take on it. I'm really interested to get into some of the other movies that he directs at some point, because he did the Heisei Gamera trilogy.
Oh, yes, he did.
Gamera, the Guardian of the Universe, Gamera 2, Attack of Legion, and Gamera 3, Revenge of Iris.
Which are like insanely hailed as like the three best kaiju movies.
Yeah, some of the best kaiju movies of all time. He also did a few Ultra Q movies.
Oh.
He directed some Ultraman Max episodes.
Ooh.
So depending on how wild we get with Podzilla down the track, we might be seeing a bit more of Kaneko at some point. But yeah, he's the best director from the Millennium era. I've got the top three best cast members, favorite cast members from the era.
Yes.
I'll go bottom to top. In third place was Akira Takarada for his performance as Mr. One Shot, the UN Secretary General.
Mr. One Shot.
In Final Wars. Yeah, we loved that performance as well. It's great to see everyone else does. Second place is Don Fry.
Yes.
As Captain Gordon in Final Wars.
I didn't have faith in you, but you pulled through. Thank you.
Maybe the best performance in any of anything ever, let alone Godzilla movies. Don Fry, man. And in first place, Yumiko Shaku, who is Akane in Against Mechagodzilla and Tokyo SOS. Well deserved. I thought her performance was awesome.
Insanely well deserved there.
Did you know also, apparently, Mike, I was looking her up on Wikizilla. I was checking her out on Wikizilla, right? Mm-hmm. On her page, it says that she also voices Akane in Battleline. Did you know about this?
Akane?
Yeah.
Wait, this would... Oh.
The pilot of Kuryu?
Pilot of Kuryu?
Do you remember hearing her voice at all in Battleline?
You know what's really sad?
You don't use Kuryu.
I've got all sound and music in the game turned off.
Oh, you're missing out on Akane.
I'm going to turn it back on just for her.
The best cast member of the Millennium era. Yeah. You're missing out on her in Battleline.
The amount of times that I pull my phone out everywhere and play Battleline, it would be way too embarrassing if I kept the sound on.
It sounds so iconic though.
And even on silent, if I'm listening to like Spotify in the background, if I turn it off silent, the music just blasts out anyway. If I'm listening to Podzilla, I cannot have the game sound off unless I turn it all the way down.
We've got the five favorite monsters from the listeners.
Definitive, five representative best of the entire Godzilla community.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. This is what the Godzilla fandom says about the Millennium era. Fifth place, Monster X.
Oh.
Fourth place, Gigan.
Oh, yes.
Third place, Baragon.
Yes, I like where this is headed.
Second place, Godzilla.
Wait. Mechagodzilla?
Mechagodzilla.
Yes.
Kuryu. By a landslide as well. Kuryu is everyone's favorite from the Millennium era.
That's great.
And I love it.
I love it too. I'm impressed with that list. I'm surprised Monster X is so high up.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. I'm also surprised that we only got one single person voting for Manila.
Who was it?
I see you, Liam. I see you at No Dove. I see you. We've got another just couple random questions we threw out there. We asked what was your favorite suit from the Millennium era, and GMK Goji won it.
Oh.
But close second was Maya Goji.
Okay.
So those are, the two best suits of the Millennium era. And then we asked what your favorite like weapon or vehicle was, because we got a few, and the Gotengo won it by a landslide.
Yes.
In second and third place, we had the Griffin and the White Heron. What were your favorite out of the Griffin and the White Heron, Micah?
What was the White Heron? I've never heard that term before.
I think they were both different ships in those Kuryu movies. I could be mistaken.
Okay. And the White Heron's the one that the lady. Yeah, okay. I like the Griffin better.
The Griffin from Latitude Zero?
Yes. The Griffin from Latitude Zero. Yes.
That wins it for you. Yeah. Honestly, guys, thank you for taking out the time for filling out our little questionnaire. But yeah, that was really interesting. Seems like across the board, GMK kind of takes it for the Millennium era.
Yeah. With the GMK movie, the GMK suit,
director,
Baragon and Godzilla up there and the monsters.
Yeah. We still got some Final Wars inclusion.
Love to see it.
Captain Gordon, the Gotengo.
Love to see it.
But yeah, that's us for the Millennium series, really, guys. We'll just quickly go into what we're going to be covering next. I'll talk a little bit about the MonsterVerse and the Reiwa era.
Yes.
Because the paths kind of divulge. Evolge?
Yeah,
Evolge.
What the heck is Evolge?
The parts of Volge here, right? The parts of Volge.
You've burned my brain. I have no clue what the term is supposed to be now.
The parts of evolging.
Divert.
Diverging?
The paths?
A diverging. Diverge. The paths diverge.
I think that's wrong, but go ahead, King.
The paths diverge here. We're not stuck in a specific single era anymore. We're going to be mixing it up. One episode, we're going to be covering a MonsterVerse movie made by American studios. Next episode, we're going to be covering a Reiwa era movie made by Toho and Japanese studios. It is going to be a wild, wacky ride. I'm really looking forward to it, getting into this modern era of Godzilla. But if you don't really know much about the MonsterVerse, it is this like giant Hollywood franchise created by Legendary Pictures, and it features movies with Godzilla and King Kong.
Yeah, Godzilla was on his own for a little while, but they started doing a Kong solo movie and then bringing him in. So they're like the two big names finally together again.
And it's so interesting how the MonsterVerse came about, because after Final Wars, there was a big hiatus of Godzilla movies for a while, but one director, my guy, Yoshimitsu Bano, director of Godzilla vs. Ghidorah, was like, we got to get Godzilla back on the big screen. And Yoshimitsu Bano wanted to make a movie or a Godzilla project called Godzilla 3D.
Oh.
It was going to be released to IMAX cinemas. It was going to be this huge event film.
I've heard of that name. Has that ever released in any capacity?
I don't think so. I think we did talk about it in our Ghidorah episode. But Yoshimitsu Bano was talking to different producers to make this movie of his. And one of the producers he talked to, Brian Rogers, was attempting to secure funding for Godzilla 3D. It fell through, but it was almost like a domino effect, and them looking into getting funding for a new Godzilla movie made Legendary Pictures acquire the rights to Godzilla and to start working on these Godzilla movies. So we almost got a rebirth of Japanese Godzilla back in the 2010s, but instead we got the MonsterVerse. They wanted to make their own thing instead of Yoshimitsu Bano's project. And they negotiated with Toho. They got the rights to Godzilla.
And they got Gareth Edwards.
Gareth Edwards directs the first one, yeah. So the movies and shows we're going to be covering as part of the MonsterVerse in the next couple months. We got the Godzilla 2014 movie.
Mm-hmm.
We got Kong Skull Island. We have Godzilla King of the Monsters. Godzilla versus Kong. We have the Skull Island Netflix animated show. We have Monarch Legacy of the Monsters, the Apple TV Plus live action MonsterVerse show.
That is still going as we speak.
Still ongoing right now. And then in April, we've got Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, which I just learned today. The director, Adam Wingard, just calls it Godzilla Kong, The New Empire.
Oh.
The X is silent, apparently.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, we're going to be working through all those in the next couple of months. But alongside that, we're going to be watching Reiwa era content. And the Reiwa era, the Reiwa period, is the current political era in Japan. It began on May 1st, 2019, after there was a new emperor. And like the Millennium series, the Reiwa era doesn't really share one continuity at all. It's a whole lot of standalone reboots and shows and random stuff. The Reiwa era is currently overlapping the MonsterVerse, but they're considered their own distinct things just because they're made by different studios in different countries.
Okay.
So as part of the Reiwa era, we're going to be covering Shin Godzilla, Godzilla Planet of the Monsters, Godzilla City on the Edge of Battle, Godzilla the Planet Eater.
And those are three anime, that's a trilogy right there.
A trilogy of Netflix anime movies. We're going to be covering Godziban.
Yes.
At some point.
Finally,
I can't wait.
We heard your outcries for it.
We're going to be covering I'm Home, Chibi Godzilla, and Chibi Godzilla Raids Again.
I forgot we had these on the schedule.
We're going to be covering the anime Godzilla Singular Point. And then Godzilla Minus One is part of the Reiwa era, of course. We've already done an episode on that, which you can check out. It's one of our best, if I don't say so myself. But we might revisit that at some point. We'll see. But as well as like all these Godzilla movies, the Reiwa era expands and extends way beyond Godzilla because that is the current period in Japan. So there's a whole lot of short films. I think Shin Ultraman is technically a Reiwa era movie. Toho's Monster Hunter movie is a Reiwa era movie.
Yeah.
The new Gamera anime is a Reiwa era show. So yeah, there's a lot of Reiwa stuff, a lot of MonsterVerse stuff. We're going to be diving headfirst into it. Starting next week on the show with Godzilla 2014, Gareth Edwards Godzilla, which you have not seen, Micah.
You know what's so funny? The only things I've seen about the MonsterVerse are Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
And when we both played the Call of Duty Godzilla versus Kong event.
And they had a tie-in event. Yeah, that's so funny to me. So you've seen Skull Island, all the other MonsterVerse stuff, you're going in blind.
Well, technically I have the Kong unit in Godzilla Battle Line as well.
Wow.
So
wow.
I'm quite an aficionado already.
Which you haven't heard any of the sound effects for.
Nope. But did you know they've been deleted now?
Have they? The MonsterVerse units in Battle Line.
The MonsterVerse, Evangelion, and Kamen Rider.
Wow.
And maybe even Gamera have all been deleted. You can still have the units. You cannot buy them.
Wow.
But in part of that, because they don't have the rights to a lot of this stuff anymore, they actually deleted all the sound effects from all these monsters.
No way.
Yep.
So you're not missing out on anything?
Not anymore. My mind is free. I am unburdened with guilt.
And even the Reiwa era, me and you have seen Shin Godzilla. We saw that in theaters when it came out.
Yep.
But besides that, we've seen a few clips of Chibi Godzilla.
A couple episodes here and there.
And then we saw Minus One recently.
And Minus One. But so, apart from that.
Yeah, apart from that, we haven't seen any of the anime stuff. So that's going to be really fun to get into. And we even have some plans post these two eras. We won't go into it now, but Godzilla's not stopping anytime soon. I'll just tell you that.
We're going to start from the start of Godzilla and watch them all again.
We're starting all over again. But yeah, that's us for this week, guys. I'll just give us a little bit of a plot synopsis for Godzilla 2014,
oh,
shall I?
I know nothing about this.
Ford Brody, a Navy bomb expert, has just reunited with his family in San Francisco when he is forced to go to Japan to help his estranged father, Joe. Soon, both men are swept up in an escalating crisis when an ancient alpha predator arises from the sea to combat malevolent adversaries that threaten the survival of humanity. The creatures leave colossal destruction in their wake as they make their way toward their final battleground, San Francisco. Mikey, you were just cracking up that whole synopsis. Did the names Ford and Joe get you?
I've been through so many Japanese Godzilla movies, and here you come right out the gate with Ford Brody and his father Joe. It sounds, we cover Pacific Rim. It sounds a little bit like Pacific Rim, honestly.
Yeah, it does. Same kind of era, I think. Same, like when they were releasing, there was going to be a tie-in between the two at some point.
There is a time in between the two.
Oh.
If you watch the second Pacific Rim movie...
Yeah,
but I'll leave that for another day.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. But again, thank you guys for checking out the show. We really appreciate you listening. Links in our show notes if you wanted to join our Discord community. If you wanted to join our Patreon, get a few extra perks, get access to a whole lot of exclusive episodes we did on King Kong. We're ready for the MonsterVerse because we have seen every single King Kong movie ever made.
That's right.
Even like the musical animated stuff.
We are all conged up and ready to go.
We're all conged up. So yeah, check that out. It's only a couple dollars a month. We'd really appreciate the support. And again, just another plug for the Discord. We are going to try having watch parties for a lot of the movies we cover on the show weekly in the Discord. So if you want to hang out with us, watch these movies together, chat about them as we watch, it'll be really fun to have you.
Coming into the new era, it's literally the perfect time to jump in and be immersed with the start of yet another Godzilla journey for us.
Yeah.
So come along for the ride.
Okay. We better tidy up our little recording studio here on Monster Island, take down all these Millennium Era posters, put up the sick-ass floating heads Godzilla X Kong, Godzilla Kong posters.
Man, my favorite type of poster. I've got 8 of these in the trunk.
The Monarch Legacy of the Monsters, the Russells. Woo.
Maybe we just, tell you what, let's cut out the Russells from every single poster.
What?
Let's just put the Russells in.
Kurt Russell, Wyatt Russell, finally on Podzilla. I think this is the moment everyone's been waiting for. Get out of here, Captain Gordon.
This isn't the Reiwa era we're going into anymore. It's the Russell era. Thanks for listening to Podzilla. Join our Discord server, tag us on Letterboxd, and follow us on our socials at PodzillaPod. The links are all in our show notes. If you're looking to help support the show and fund more adventures on Monster Island, check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/podzilla to get access to extended cuts of every episode and the occasional bonus ep. Big shout out to Cassie Celine for our seasonal podcast art. And a quick disclaimer that all music and additional audio used in this episode belong entirely to the Toho Company. Come one, come all to the event of the millennium.
Okay, I love the energy, but you are peaking. But I love the energy. Keep that up with the mic, like anyone maybe here. Like,
okay, yeah, okay. Bring it away.
Okay, yeah, try again.
Try again.
Come one.
That's just a little bit further away.
Come one, come all.
That was good.
Hold up, one more. Come one, come all to the event of the millennia.